This is the reading for February 14th. Psalm 45. Beautiful words fill my mind. I am speaking of royal things. My tongue is like the pen of a skilled writer. You are more handsome than anyone, and you are an excellent speaker, so God has blessed you forever. Put on your sword, powerful warrior. Show your glory and majesty. In your majesty, win the victory for what is true and right. Your power will do amazing things. Your sharp arrows will enter the hearts of the king's enemies. Nations will be defeated before you. God, your throne will last forever and ever. You will rule your kingdom with fairness. You love right and hate evil, so God has chosen you from among your friends. He has set you apart with much joy. Your clothes smell like myrrh, aloes, and cassia from palaces of ivory. Music comes to make you happy. King's daughters are among your honored women. Your bride stands at your right side wearing gold from Ophir. Listen to me, daughter. Look and pay attention. Forget your people and your father's family. The king loves your beauty. Because he is your master, you should obey him. People from the city of Tyre have brought a gift. Wealthy people will want to meet you. The princess is very beautiful. Her gown is woven with gold. In her beautiful clothes, she is brought to the king. Her bridesmaids follow behind her, and they are also brought to him. They come with happiness and joy. They enter the king's palace. You will have sons to replace your fathers. You will make them rulers through all the land. I will make your name famous from now on, so people will praise you forever and ever. Exodus chapter 39. They used blue, purple, and red thread to make woven clothes for the priests to wear when they served in the holy place. They made the holy clothes for Aaron as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made the holy vest of gold and blue, purple and red thread, and fine linen. They hammered the gold into sheets and then cut it into long, thin strips. They worked the gold into the blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen. This was done by skilled craftsmen. They made the shoulder straps for the holy vest, which were attached to the top corners of the vest and tied together over each shoulder. The skillfully woven belt was made in the same way. It was joined to the holy vest as one piece. It was made of gold and blue, purple and red thread and fine linen, the way the Lord commanded Moses. They put gold around the onyx stones and then wrote the names of the sons of Israel on these gems, as a person carves words and designs on a seal. Then they attached the gems on the shoulder straps of the holy vest as reminders of the 12 sons of Israel. This was done just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The skilled craftsmen made the chest covering like the holy vest. It was made of gold and blue, purple and red thread and fine linen. The chest covering was square, 9 inches long and 9 inches wide, and it was folded double to make a pocket. Then they put four rows of beautiful jewels on it. In the first row, there was a ruby, a topaz, and a yellow quartz. In the second, there was a turquoise, a sapphire, and an emerald. In the third, there was a jacinth, an agate, and an amethyst. In the fourth, there was a chrysolite, an onyx, and a jasper. Gold was put around these jewels to attach them to the chest covering, and the names of the sons of Israel were carved on these 12 jewels as a person carves a seal. Each jewel had the name of one of the 12 tribes of Israel. They made chains of pure gold, twisted together like a rope for the chest covering. The workers made 2 gold pieces and 2 gold rings. They put the 2 gold rings on the 2 upper corners of the chest covering. Then they put 2 gold chains and the 2 rings at the ends of the chest covering, and they fastened the other 2 ends of the chains to the 2 gold pieces. They attached these gold pieces to the 2 shoulder straps in the front of the holy vest. They made 2 gold rings and put them at the lower corners of the chest covering on the inside edge next to the holy vest. They made 2 more gold rings on the bottom of the shoulder straps in front of the holy vest near the seam, just above the woven belt of the holy vest. They used a blue ribbon and tied the rings of the chest covering to the rings of the holy vest, connecting it to the woven belt. In this way, the chest covering would not swing out from the holy vest. They did all these things the way the Lord commanded. Then they made the outer robe to be worn under the holy vest. It was woven only of blue cloth. They made a hole in the center of the outer robe with a woven collar sewn around it so it would not tear. Then they made balls like pomegranates of blue, purple, and red thread and fine linen and hung them around the bottom of the outer robe. They also made bells of pure gold and hung these around the bottom of the outer robe between the balls. So around the bottom of the outer robe there was a bell and a pomegranate ball, a bell and a pomegranate ball. The priest wore this outer robe when he served as priest, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They wove inner robes of fine linen for Aaron and his sons, and they made turbans, headbands, and underclothes of fine linen. Then they made the cloth belt of fine linen and blue, purple, and red thread, and designs were sewn onto it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They made a strip of pure gold, which is the holy crown, and carved these words in the gold as one might carve on a seal, "Holy to the Lord." Then they tied this flat piece to the turban with a blue ribbon, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work on the meeting tent was finished. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then they brought the holy tent to Moses, the tent and all its furniture, hooks, frames, crossbars, posts, and bases. The covering made of male sheepskins colored red, the covering made of fine leather, and the curtain that covered the entrance to the most holy place, the Ark of the Agreement, its poles and lid, the table, all its containers, and the bread that showed they were in God's presence, the pure gold lampstand with its lamps in a row, all its tools, and the olive oil for the light, the gold altar, the special olive oil used for appointing priests, the sweet-smelling incense, and the curtain that covered the entrance to the tent, the bronze altar and its screen, its poles, and all its tools, the bowl and its stand, the curtains for the courtyard with their posts and bases, the curtain that covered the entry to the courtyard, the cords, pegs, and all the things in the meeting tent. They brought the clothes for the priest to wear when they served in the holy tent, the holy clothes for Aaron the priest, and the clothes for his sons, which they wore when they served as priests. The Israelites had done all this work just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Moses looked closely at all the work and saw they had done it just as the Lord had commanded. So Moses blessed them. Exodus chapter 40. Then the Lord said to Moses, "On the first day of the first month, set up the holy tent, which is the meeting tent. Put the Ark of the Agreement in it and hang the curtain in front of the Ark. Bring in the table and arrange everything on the table that should be there. Then bring in the lampstand and set up its lamps. Put the gold altar for burning incense in front of the Ark of the Agreement, and put the curtain at the entrance to the holy tent. Put the altar of burnt offerings in front of the entrance of the holy tent, the meeting tent. Put the bowl between the meeting tent and the altar and put water in it. Set up the courtyard around the holy tent and put the curtain at the entry to the courtyard. Use the special olive oil and pour it on the holy tent and everything in it in order to give the tent and all that is in it for service to the Lord. They will be holy. Pour the special oil on the altar for burnt offerings and on all its tools. Give the altar for service to God and it will be very holy. Then pour the special olive oil on the bowl and the base under it so that they will be given for service to God. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the meeting tent and wash them with water. Then put the holy clothes on Aaron. Pour the special oil on him and give him for service to God so that he may serve me as a priest. Bring Aaron's sons and put the inner robes on them. Pour the special oil on them in the same way that you appointed their father as priest, so that they may also serve me as priests. Pouring oil on them will make them a family of priests, they and their descendants from now on." Moses did everything that the Lord commanded him. So the holy tent was set up on the first day of the first month during the second year after they left Egypt. When Moses set up the holy tent, he put the bases in place and he put the frames on the bases. Next, he put the crossbars through the rings of the frames and set up the posts. After that, Moses spread the cloth over the holy tent and put the covering on it, just as the Lord commanded. Moses put the stone tablets that had the agreement written on them into the ark. He put the poles through the rings of the ark and put the lid on it. Next, he brought the ark into the tent and hung the curtain to cover the ark, just as the Lord commanded him. Moses put the table in the meeting tent on the north side of the holy tent in front of the curtain. Then he put the bread on the table before the Lord, just as the Lord commanded him. Moses put the lampstand in the meeting tent on the south side of the holy tent across from the table. Then he put the lamps on the lampstand before the Lord, just as the Lord commanded him. Moses put the gold altar for burning incense in the meeting tent in front of the curtain. Then he burned sweet-smelling incense on it, just as the Lord commanded him. Then he hung the curtain at the entrance to the holy tent. He put the altar for burnt offerings at the entrance to the holy tent, the meeting tent, and offered a whole burnt offering and grain offerings on it, just as the Lord commanded him. Moses put the bowl between the meeting tent and the altar for burnt offerings, and he put water in it for washing. Moses, Aaron, and Aaron's sons used this water to wash their hands and feet. They washed themselves every time they entered the meeting tent and every time they went near the altar for burnt offerings, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then Moses set up the courtyard around the holy tent and the altar, and he put up the curtain at the entry to the courtyard. So Moses finished the work. Then the cloud covered the meeting tent, and the glory of the Lord filled the holy tent. Moses could not enter the meeting tent because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the holy tent. When the cloud rose from the holy tent, the Israelites would begin to travel. But as long as the cloud stayed on the holy tent, they did not travel. They stayed in that place until the cloud rose. So the cloud of the Lord was over the holy tent during the day, and there was a fire in the cloud at night. So all the Israelites could see the cloud while they traveled.